This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Nearly every recent survey documents the need for Christians to get sound, biblically based instruction on finances. One way to maximize your resources for God's kingdom is to get a copy of Enduring Wealth, Being Rich in This World and the Next by Raymond Harris. He asks many questions throughout the book and begins with an important one. Are you rich? You probably don't think that you are because you know others who are wealthier, but he reminds us that compared to most of the world's population, you are very rich. He also reminds us that the wealth that we have is a gift from God. One chapter reminds us that it is okay to be rich and provides biblical advice for the rich. Solomon underscored the inability of wealth to provide security. Jesus warned of the folly of chasing temporary wealth. A very significant chapter talks about developing economic engines. In the future, we will need to develop other ways to fund missions and ministries apart from typical fundraising activities. He is concerned that as nonprofits and ministries proliferate, the clamor for kingdom dollars will intensify. Developing a business project can finance God's kingdom work and is something he has not only thought about, but is accomplished in many parts of the world. He also has wise advice for business people who need to see themselves as stewards. He even suggests that the new missionary will be a business person. They will need to understand the difference between the world's economy and God's economy, and we all need to remember, as he says in one chapter, that life is hard and time is short. I recommend Enduring Wealth because it will remind you of what is important and encourage you to use your wealth, your time, your talent, and your treasure for God's kingdom. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of Israel, go to viewpoints.info/Israel. Viewpoints.info/Israel.